Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final episode of season 4 of the Most High Show. Yes, indeed, this episode, we're going to flip the script just a little bit, and we're going to take the normal host out of the host seat and put him on the hot seat. Christian Jansen has been hosting this show for 4 seasons now, and it felt like a good time to ask him some questions about who he is, about the show, and what he wants to be when he grows up.
Yes. I'm still trying to figure that out.
So here we are.
Yeah.
4 seasons in. Do you think you get this far?
No. Look, really, we've only been doing it about a year. So I think we made some good strides.
Am I over-exaggerating the depth of this conversation?
No, I think so. I mean, like, you know, whatever.
Hey, 4 seasons is 4 seasons, man.
Hey, man.
It's winter, it's spring, summer, and fall. 4
there
seasons.
You go.
I mean, bam.
There it is.
Good enough for God. So, you know, you've had 4 seasons a year. You know, it's time to kind of take a look in the rear view, evaluate.
Yeah.
Reality as best you can, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, allow yourself to hope for what's next, right? You got some momentum.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think you have learned about the show, doing the show, you know, talking to people who listen to the show?
Yeah. Well, I think, to be honest, I think I've complicated things, to be honest. You know, I think the heart of what happens is the conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, is the people.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you want to capture that as best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've learned that I can't do it by myself. I need help. I need the right people. So some people have come along to help us to produce episodes better. But none of that matters if the conversation is not 100%. And I honestly, in retrospect, looking back, I can say, you know what? There were some times when I was putting on a show.
Yeah.
You know. And now I'm like going, I don't want to put on a show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
You know, I need to, let's dive in and really get real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So authenticity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some might call you like on a digital mission.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that statement? You're a missional digital, missionization of the digital world or what?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we use the term digital missionary. I think that's kind of what we're doing. We're kind of taking the message out to where people are.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you know, we did a mission trip to Paris through Envision.
Who's we?
Me and my wife.
Oh, okay.
And
why didn't you invite me, man? That's kind of weird.
It's like, we were like, yeah,
we did. No, we did not. You did not invite me for some reason. No. Paris.
Yeah, my wife.
Was your wife.
You know, it's like, yeah, we're going on a mission trip to Paris. Everyone's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
A mission. Struggling.
You're going to be doing the missionary. but we did. And this is what opened our eyes is that, and this is what I love about Envision and what they do is they go to where they're going and they reach the people where they're at.
Sure.
So Envision in Paris is very much it's a cultural art center. They have music, they have art up, they have karaoke night, and they have this active English where you go in there and learn how to speak English. And they're not in any way trying to present religion or present, you know, they're just being a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And by creating this space, you kind of, people come in. No, it's not a secret. Everyone knows the church kind of got this thing set up.
Mm-hmm.
But
church-sponsored
it's
thing.
Like as the time goes on and people are allowed to be who they are, they're allowed to actually have conversation.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think is important is that if you don't know how to have an honest, healthy relationship with another human, I think it's unfair to assume that you know how to have a fair, honest relationship with an invisible, omnipotent, creating of the universe God.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I love that model is just like, let's come in, you guys hang out, we're gonna meet you where you're at.
Yeah.
And we're not gonna put no timeline on you.
Yeah.
We're not gonna and you know, talking to the guys that run that mission there, you know, it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Because they go to their conferences.
Right.
And everyone's going, we registered 3,000 humans for the Jesus Squad. And they're over going,
we served 25 cups of coffee.
Yeah, right.
Had a conversation with three people.
Yeah. But what we really got from that was, man, I love that approach.
Right.
And Envision does that in a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. They reach people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And all the teams that they have out there are just so great. And so when we came home, we were like, we need to really do this,
mm-hmm.
you know, at home.
Yeah.
Because the need is here, too.
Create a safe place.
Create a safe place.
For people to engage.
Yeah.
On the internet. Which, I mean, you know, some may say, you know, right, that the internet is a place for people to put up a front. You know, like you said, they market, they
yeah.
brand, they kind of yeah. put this foot forward, they, you know, that projects one thing. And you're saying, you know, in the midst of all of this, you know, editing,
yeah.
Can we bring in a real authentic
right.
expression of life,
yeah.
you know, to people all over the world?
Yeah.
And especially those who are hurting down and out on the fringe.
I keep putting this in a post, you know, that you're loved and accepted mm-hmm. as you are. And every time I say that, it's even hard for me to say that.
Sure.
Because there's this like...
You're loved and accepted for who you are by one person. Who happens to be the Most High.
Right.
So if anybody can do it well, it's him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, the
it's hard
few
to believe.
Billion people are trying, but
yeah.
a lot are doing better than others.
It's hard to believe that
yeah.
that you're loved and accepted. So mm-hmm. much is...
Yeah, without anything you need to...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as dads, you know, I mean, we're kind of the rule of the roost, but...
Right.
You know, our job is to try to accept our kids, yet it's also to raise them.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that tension.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the nice thing about, I think about God sometimes is at times I can parentify God and it's like, well, no, he's not trapped in that, you know,
yeah.
kind of like tension.
Yeah.
He's like, just as you are, right where you're at, no problem.
Yes.
Right. And yes, I will be happy to make you into your better version.
Yeah.
But he can do that in a way that no one else can.
Absolutely.
That's why we're doing the show. Yeah. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what kind of critiques or criticisms do you feel like you've come under in a year? I'm sure some people have maybe taken you in a way you weren't trying to be taken.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been some church folks.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some statements. I mean, I think even the statement that you're loved and accepted as you are.
Right.
I think there's a lot of church folk that would have problems with that.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's been like the most, you know, kind
of... So you feel like you've been a little misinterpreted by church folk? A few.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Is it... You're not what people might think a missionary is, or you're tattooed, so therefore, you know?
Or yeah, I don't know. I mean, I honestly think it comes down to modality. I think it comes
yeah,
into the,
how you present,
the method in which we present,
mm-hmm.
you know, the truth,
mm-hmm.
right? And so there is a way that's been done for a long time. And that way has done what it's done.
Yeah.
And
in some ways it's been good, right?
Yeah.
And it's a mode
ways.
That's been affected,
yeah.
you know, both effective and affected culture.
Yeah.
Know? Sure.
Yeah. But then there's this kind of horizon of like, all right, can we do it differently?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know?
Right.
And it's like, oh my gosh, we can?
Yeah.
We, you know, this whole concept of like, you know, we have to show up and on this Sunday and we have to do church in this specific
sure.
way.
Location, yeah, way.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've been a part of a men's group that over the last 5 years of my life, we get together every Monday. And that group, it's been different guys over the years, but church happens in that group so often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is like, if I don't get to that group for a couple weeks, it's like, man, I feel it. I feel
mm-hmm.
it in my soul. I feel
yeah.
like, man, I needed that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's not a new idea.
Sure.
Right? It's,
yeah.
it's But
it was back to the genesis of church.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
So, you know, we're just kind of trying to take the means of the technology that's out there,
mm-hmm.
right? And do our best with presenting the truth. So, and being mindful that not everybody believes and thinks the way we do.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't disqualify them from the grace and love and mercy mm-hmm. of the Most High God.
Right. And in that, right, if I got it right, you're also trying to say, just because you and I don't agree the same things,
yeah,
like you still want to have conversation. You still want to say, yeah. You know, I'm trying to create a table for people to talk.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
That's key. I think that's key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you sit at the table and you start talking, you realize, oh.
Yeah.
You know, we're all experiencing this life to some degree mm-hmm. together.
Sure. Yeah, we're all humans right? going through this human. There's a human experience we all share.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, we can agree on that. And from there, we can talk about
yeah.
spirituality, hope, yeah. you know.
It's one thing to get somebody to just realize that they are not the God of their own universe.
Yeah.
That is a huge mm-hmm. revelation for mm-hmm. somebody. Right? Much less put a name
mm-hmm.
or put a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's one thing to say, okay, number one, you're not in charge. There's a power greater than you.
Yeah.
And even go take a step back from that. There's one thing to say, there's this force that created what's here today.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
For, yeah, sure.
That is a huge accomplishment if you go, oh, yeah, I agree.
Right, yeah.
So now take this identity and now personify it.
Mm-hmm.
Now take it a step further. Now, not only does this personified creator wants to have a relationship with you.
Yeah. Yep.
Knows you intimately.
He didn't just like push you on your way and like see yeah. you when you graduate.
Right. Loves you and accepts you as you yeah. are and wants to be yep. in a deep, committed, mm-hmm. all out relationship with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Right?
He's invested the whole way through it.
I mean, dude, from just that spectrum right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's huge.
Yeah.
And so to me, if someone can get any wind along that line.
Yeah.
Man. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? That's my lot, right? So mm-hmm. somebody else may come in and say, okay, now it's my turn mm-hmm. to whatever, hold them accountable.
Sure. The guy interviewing just ran out of questions. I feel like, oh man. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I got one.
Go ahead.
What would you say to that church person? You know, the person who's like, hey, man, I'm just trying to avoid falling into temptation. I'm trying to avoid the pitfalls of this life. So, you know, I've insulated myself and my church family, you know, in safe places so that I don't fall into, you know...
Right.
You know, yet that person, if they really believe the teachings of Jesus, like they are called by him to go affect eternity yeah. positively, you know, and to take this message of hope out, you know, yeah. what would you say to them? How do they engage in a culture that is a little anti-religious establishment, you know, yeah. ism, you know, but certainly not anti-hope, you know, they're really looking for right. hope. How would you help, you know, that Christian person engage people who you more naturally engage with?
I mean, the person you're describing is a consumer. They're consuming Christianity, right? So, to me, they're the ones that need to be reached. They're on the fringes of their faith, right?
Even though they're insulated in that world, you're really on the fringe.
Man.
Yeah.
Called 911, right? They're actually, you know, in almost a worse place because they're consuming this faith and not activating it and acting out on it.
Mm-hmm.
So... you could venture to say that possibly they have an image, an idol called God
mm-hmm.
that's not really God.
Yeah, they're still the boss of their life because yeah. they've taken God right. and made him controllable.
Listen, as we're talking about that person, I feel for that person, right? Because mm-hmm. They're on the fringe. They're on the outskirts. They're, even though they're considered as, you know, part of the flock or
mm-hmm.
insulated, like you said, you know. But man, that person needs it.
Yeah.
You know? I think one of the things, like, the one quick way to get out of this mess, if you're in that insulated mess, go volunteer at a soup kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, go online and go on Instagram and search up hashtag cutting. And go see the depravity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
But to maybe open your eyes to see that what we do here matters.
Yeah.
If what happens here on Earth didn't matter, mm-hmm. I don't think God would have went through the whole hoopla of becoming human and living and breathing and dying as a human if what happened here doesn't matter.
Sure.
If we're just meant to be here and consume His grace and love and then keep it moving to the next side, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Purpose.
Yeah. It's like, you know, what's God's will for my life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's everyone. It's you know, we know what the will is for your life. It's just tell other people about the love of God that you've experienced.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not complicated, right? Yeah.
It's what they call the Philemon principle, right? The book of Philemon,
uh-huh.
one of the shortest letters that Paul writes, and is like, hey, and my prayer is that you know, would be active, Philemon, in sharing your faith. Because in doing that, you'll get a greater understanding of what we really have.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But people have to go through that process. And so.
You know, for me. You
can't condemn that person, no, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a little where, I think we're feeling the same way right now. It's like, I remember when I got serious about my faith, you know, 18, 19 years old. Well, I was tempted to jump back into the stuff I just got out of.
Yeah.
You know, so I was feeling like I need to insulate myself from that stuff. I need to protect myself. And
right.
in the midst of that. You know, it was more of a, it was not a lack of opportunity, but it was more of a personal fear. You know, like, I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fall back in, I'm gonna fail God. This God that just saved me, you know, now I'm saved, but I'm gonna have to get saved again. I don't want to, you know, I don't want that to happen. Like, I don't be the delinquent guy that like throws off the life ring just to jump back in the water and drown again.
Right.
You know, and just that concern, like, oh, I don't want to fail you, God. You know, I'm gonna stay here so I don't fail. But, you know, the fear of not trying, the fear of not investing anything, you know, is, I think maybe in God's eyes far worse. He's like, hey, where's your faith really at?
Yeah.
If I'm God, if I'm the God of your soul, if I really got you, you can step out in faith to try to help somebody, even if they're not like you.
Yeah.
Because I got you.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean.
Not to do it foolishly, but, you know, you can.
It's not like He's surprised by our actions or inactions. Mm-hmm. And it's not like. His grace isn't sufficient in that. And it's not like He doesn't know how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the communicator.
Mm-hmm.
So if He wants to get a message across to you, He will. Right? There's a statement. It's really hard to digest. You are where you are because God has allowed you to be there.
Yeah.
And sure, we're sitting here recording.
Yeah.
Life is good. But the person who has just survived a rape, you know? That statement is saying that God's grace is sufficient to cover everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if, I think when I kind of started to digest that you are where you are because God has allowed it.
Yeah.
It kind of helped me kind of just relax a little bit. You know? Like, okay.
It's helping me relax right now.
I mean, because we feel so pressure, you know? And it's like, these are our people and we don't want to see them hurt. And let me help, I don't want you to, and it's like, man. You know, we kind of like helicopter parent our brethren, right? Make sure you come back next Sunday, because, oh God, if you don't come back 2 weeks in a row, something might happen. La 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 la